Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to a special edition of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. As the promo said, we are normally Saturdays 1 to 2, but we are preempting Investing and Trading Live with Online Trading Academy today, but they will be back next week as regularly scheduled. We are live from the 2023 Denver International Sportsman's Expo. I hope you'll come see us. Our booth is 239C this year, so we're not in our normal spot. We have moved to different areas, so come see us, 239C. And we've got a lot of our friends and sponsors here, and we will get you connected. If you're looking for that great outdoor adventure or some great gear, whatever the case may be, we will be here to help you. Had a great day yesterday. We will be here till 7 o'clock tonight, 10 to 7 tomorrow, and then Sunday is 10 to 4. The elk calling contest is tomorrow at 4 o'clock. You must be registered by 3 p.m. on Saturday. You can register here at our booth, again, Sportsman of Colorado Radio. You can register at the Davis Tent booth or the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation booth as well. You can register there, and all the divisions are available. Red Merrill's also joining us today, co-hosting a little bit with me. So, Rev, good to be back here at the show.
It is good to be back. And, you know, I've already wandered around a little this morning. There's some tremendous products and hunts and different vacation things that you can take. And it's just a joy to get back and have people coming in and see all the products and stuff.
Sure, absolutely. See, now, Red usually does wander around in the morning, so that wasn't new to me, okay? Dave Sita joins us with Hex, and we are convinced about this product.
Yes,
been using it several years now, and actually took a nice bull this year, muzzleloader season, and I'm telling you, Dave, first of all, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
I get excited about Hex, and I forget about you, but, man, I'm telling you, this is a must-have for me in the field. It absolutely is. So it's good to have you back, and, man, glad to have you back on the show with us. So take a few minutes, and for those that maybe hadn't heard Mike before on the show, Mike Slinkard, we were hoping Mike could be here, but he couldn't make it. But, Dave, tell us about Hex and what it's all about.
You bet. Well, every time your heart beats, your lungs pump, or you move a muscle, it's electricity that moves that muscle. And it turns out that all animals and birds have a molecule in their eye that can pick up that live energy. So what we did is we took a conductive carbon fiber, we wove it in our fabric to make the same Faraday cage that's in a microwave at home, basically, and we wove it into our fabric to block that live energy. It is a game-changing product, as you well know.
Absolutely.
Using it. We're really excited, you know, to be here with you to tell people about it. We're in booth 209. Come down. We have a really neat demonstration that we can show you, where we show the electrical energy coming out of your body, that we can really show you how Hex works. Once you see it, it'll just blow your mind.
Right. Hex Human Energy Concealment System. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with odor, really. You're keeping you odor free, whatever. You still got to hunt. Doesn't make you invisible, all right? I mean, you still got to have the wind right, things like that. But I'm telling you, somehow it confuses the animals. I mean, Dave, I've had them just stand there and look at me like they know something's up, but that high alert's just not on.
Well, when they can't see that live energy, you know, all animals are programmed either by migration or to see predator and prey. They're looking for that energy to not only travel, but again, to see predator and prey. When we block that live energy, it is a game changer.
Right.
On a windy day when an animal comes out, why is it not jumping around looking at all the limbs moving? Why does it pick you out in the corner of the field?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have live energy coming off
right,
your body.
Right. And I tell you, the jersey kind of thing that you're wearing there, I love. We made a new backdrop this year for our booth, and I've got it on here in several pictures. But I love that built-in mask that you have.
Yeah. Well, this is a lot of years of hunting experience all thrown together. We have the face mask built right in. It's a one-piece hoodie that where the face mask is built right in. We've got a hood that comes over, pockets. It's comfortable. It feels good against your skin.
Yep.
It's just a good product.
Yep.
We use it just like you do, so, you know, we don't want to sell anything we don't want to use, and
sure.
I love these.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Dave mentioned, cool demonstration down there. They will show you hey, if you've got a heartbeat or not, right?
Exactly.
Right? They've got their machine down there. They can show you what you are putting out, so to speak, as far as your magnetic energy, and then what it's like having Hex on. So.
Well, you know, Scott, you got this product first, and you and I go out hunting a lot, and I saw how he could sit out in the open, and the elk never even saw him, yet I'm sitting in the bushes with all my camo on, and they could still detect me.
Right.
And I was having a hard time calling a bull to come over off of other private property onto my private property.
Right.
And so I bought a set of this, and I sat out from the side of the bush, and I began to call, and I had a bull come jump over the fence immediately.
Yeah.
That I was able to shoot with my muzzle loader. And I thought, this is the real deal. This is the most innovative product to come along in years and years.
A game-changing product. We're not crazy priced.
Sure.
You know, we're very proud of our price points, and we've worked very hard to keep our price points where the average hunter can get into it and experience it. And once you experience this, just it's an incredible tool in your arsenal. You'll wish you found me 3 years ago.
No, yeah. I'm telling you, absolutely. Yeah. What's your booth number again?
209C.
All right, you are doing some show specials.
We are.
All right, yeah. So come in and see Dave. Hey, let him know you heard him here on Sportsman of Colorado, and we'd appreciate that as well. But I'm telling you, hey, if you're trying to figure out what else you can add to your toolbox, so to speak, while out there, this is the product to do it, and it is Hex. That's H-E-C-S. And it's hexhunting.com now, right?
Yes.
Is the website. So you can go there and check it out a little bit. But come see Dave. Hey, he'll be here till 7 o'clock again tonight. So come by and see him. And, again, let him know you heard him here on the show. We'd appreciate it. So,
and
Dave.
Thank you to both of you for having
you
us
bet,
here
bud.
In Denver.
You bet, Dave. It has been a pleasure.
Take care, guys.
My wife likes to go out with me every now and then, even though she doesn't hunt. And so once I experienced how great this product was, I bought my wife a complete set so she could go with me and not scare off them all the elk that I'm trying to call in.
And you know what? Hey, look, 30 seconds here, but that is true. It doesn't help for you to have it on if your guide or whatever doesn't have it, right?
No, and that's the thing. We're seeing dads dragging kids in by the ear, kicking and screaming, and vice versa, because one will have it and the other one doesn't. But once you see it work, you'll want to get it.
Yeah.
You'll want to get it.
Absolutely. Booth number again?
209C.
209C. All right, come and see Dave, and we'd appreciate it.
Take care, and thank you, guys.
All right. Once again, we're coming to you live from the 2023 International Sportsman's Expo, and I hope you'll come see us. We are 239C, and we will introduce you to whatever product or outfitter that you may need if you're looking for a good outdoor adventure. Well, a great sponsor of the show and the Adventure Theater that I have the privilege to MC every year, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Alan Kirby joins us. Now, when it says senior director, is that due to status or age?
Both.
Okay.
It's been 22 years as being a staff member with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and 10 years previous to that being a volunteer. So status, longevity, gray hair.
Man, well, you've done a great job. You really have.
Well,
so
we do our best, and I still enjoy it.
Absolutely. So when you started out and you look where you are today, I mean, what's the biggest changes and things?
It's just a complete world difference. I mean, with the internet and all the technology and you know, with websites and how we reach out to folks and everything, it's just amazing. When I first started as a volunteer, we would just write on a piece of paper, we gross this amount, here's our expenses, here's where we think our net was.
Right.
And, you know, with all the technology and the systems that we've built in-house to fit our style and the way we work, within 20 minutes of the banquet, I can give the committee net dollars that won't vary very much. We have all the expenses in there and everything. So, you know, just a world of difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I'll be around for 30 more years, but it'd be interesting to see what that looks like in the future. And it's just to provide better customer service, you know, to the attendees that we have at the banquet, to our committee members who, you know, really get involved and anxious of how'd we do tonight.
Yep.
So it's more just being real time and everything. And you know, we provide customer service to our attendees, our membership across the state and the country. But then customer service to our volunteers, because they put in tons of hours to volunteer to put on our local events, and they don't get paid for it.
Yeah.
they believe in the mission like we do, and that's why they're out helping volunteer. And even the volunteers that come to the show here, I think I've got 50 volunteers that are manning our booth over the next 4 days.
Okay, good deal. Well, we appreciate those folks very much. Absolutely. So what's going on here, and what can people expect when they come over and see all those cool mounts in the trailer? What do y'all got going on?
Yeah, we've got the Great Elk Tour here again. It's right next to the Adventure Theater. I don't know the booth number because we don't have a number.
You don't need to. Hey, just look for all the.
We've got a big trailer with some elk heads. Brand new elk heads again this year. Dave Meehan, who's the driver of the tour, picked four of these elk heads up on his way from Montana. And so they're brand new. Nobody's seen these elk.
Wow. So, that's cool.
And, you know, very unique ones. Most of them are over 400. You know, we kind of strive to have the top of the cream of the crop there,
right,
you know, for
yeah.
folks to look at. And each bull has its history of whether it was sheds that were found or an individual harvested that animal and kind of the background story of that animal.
And y'all have got raffles going on over there.
Yes, we do. We've got an ultimate raffle that we've done for several years. We have six different prizes, $2,400 gift card for a bow setup package from Shields. They also did a fly fishing package for us, a $500 gift card from Shields that you can spend on anything in the store. And then we've got a set of Vortex HUD binoculars that are valued about $1,700. And one unique item we have there that's exclusive to the Elk Foundation is we have a Taurus 44 mag revolver.
Yeah, that thing's cool.
That has RMEF on the barrel.
Yeah.
And we've all looked at
we
it.
Have.
We've all held it. And we all want one.
Sure.
So
hey,
I have
this is
to,
your chance.
I have to go buy mine at a banquet because I can't participate in a raffle.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
you can sure come over
but
in
I can
red
come over.
And,
right.
yeah, and donate to the cause and have a chance to win that.
Now, a couple of banquets I want to mention real quick. We got our Denver banquet.
March 11th.
March 11th. And then our Greeley banquet, I believe,
is March 4th.
4th, right.
And for anybody out there that wants to see where our banquet schedule is, they can go to rmef.org. And there's a click on attend an event section, and you can see every banquet across the country, or just go to individually and look at the state of Colorado.
Right. Good deal.
Alan, let me ask you a question. You may not know this off the top of your head, but how many total acres have y'all preserved for elk habitat, elk hunting, all that kind of stuff, and then how many for Colorado?
Nationally, I don't know the number off the top of my head, and these are numbers that I'll give you since 2021. We haven't closed the books yet
sure,
on 2022 yet, but we've helped conserve and enhance over 480,000 acres of habitat.
Yeah. Wow. Right here in Colorado.
In Colorado, yeah. Yes.
And see, and that's the main mission of Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, isn't it, to preserve land and habitat
yes.
for elk.
Yeah. And, you know, a few years ago, we got into a big push on public access,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, we do surveys with our members and industry folks and everything, and that was, you know, the main topic a few years ago. So we've put emphasis on that, and we've been able to open up over 122,000 acres of public access just here in Colorado.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, without our partners and everything that we have and our great volunteers and everybody that supports us through memberships, banquets, and things, I mean, since 1987 in Colorado, we've had an impact of $192 million.
Yeah, wow.
And
that's tremendous.
I would put that up against
anybody
else.
Yeah, anybody.
I mean, and we have the numbers, and folks can go on the website and, you know, look at different states, and we have maps on there that would show, you know, conservation easements we've done. The chapters we have 30 chapters across Colorado, and we have two staff, myself and Jim in Grand Junction. They're the regional directors, and then we have one lands program person that works with private landowners, state agencies that, you know, folks may not remember this, but we were the middleman for the Bosque del Oso outside of Trinidad 22 years ago.
Wow.
And the power company that owned the property came to us and said, hey, we would like to convey it to the state, but it had to go through a nonprofit to get that all done. And we held on to that for a couple years till the state was able to get their funding.
Sure.
And then they were our takeout partner. And we do a lot of that across the country.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, get here, register for the elk calling contest. That's going to happen Saturday. Now, you got to be registered by 3 p.m. Again, you can do that at our booth, Sportsman of Colorado Radio 239C. You can do that at the Davis Tent booth, or you can do it at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation booth. But you got to be registered by 3 p.m. to participate in that, and that should start around 4:30. And once again, we will be here till 7 o'clock tonight. Al, anything else we need to hit?
You and I are not judges for that calling
We
contest.
Are not judges for that.
You're
absolutely.
The MC, and I keep track of the scores.
All right.
If you're not happy with it, you can't blame us.
Exactly. All right. Well, Alan, thanks again, man.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Alan.
Once again, we're coming to you live from the 2023 International Sportsman's Expo. It is back, hey, just a short, about 8.5 months later since we were in March this last year. But we are glad that we are seeing so many people come back and a lot of new faces. And this is a great show. Hey, you can get face-to-face with some great outfitters, pick up some great gear. We've got a lot of our sponsors here as well. We will take and introduce whatever you need. We will try to help you. Quentin Smith, QRS Outdoors, no stranger to our show. You've heard about him for years here on the show, and had a lot of great hunts with Quentin throughout the years, and looking forward to more. So, man, good to have you on the show.
Man, it's great to be back and see both of you in another year at the ISE. This is, I was just figuring up as we were sitting here, this is year number 23 for QRS.
Wow.
Yeah, so pretty man. Fun, absolutely.
So when you look at when you started, and I mean, it's all weird when you start something, right?
Right.
I mean, hey, we started this show, we're in our 11th year, and so when you look at where you started to where it's become, I mean, sometimes it's like, man.
Oh,
first of all, I'm blessed because I don't know what I was doing maybe when I started, okay? But that was me anyway. But, I mean, it's great.
Absolutely. And you know, it's yesterday was sitting there and it was just kind of taken a little bit because, you know, our operation has grown really threefold now. And,
yeah.
And taken on some other adventures that have all been relationships that have started right here from this show and been built over the last 20 years. And it's a humbling experience, no doubt.
Yeah, cool. So for those that don't know, let's tell them all you got to offer.
So, of course, QRS Outdoors is the big game operation here based in Colorado, Wyoming, Texas, and Kansas across the board for the most part in the big game stuff, all your Western big game species as a whole. But in 2019, just before the COVID thing happened, we had the opportunity to jump in and get involved with Nordic Lodge out of Saskatchewan, Canada. And so we do all the bear hunting and fantastic fishing operation up there. Of course, COVID kind of changed plans for us all there a little bit, as it did everybody.
Yep.
And so this last year was our first year to really get taken off good with bear hunts and the fishing program, and just incredible. It's a 50-year fishing operation already. We added the bear deal to it here. The bear had not been hunted in over 68 years prior to us getting involved in it, and just unbelievable, incredible how
dude,
that
y'all killed some nice bears,
we had
man.
A fantastic run. We just, I'm very excited. I'm excited about what we've got coming forward. We got a great group coming back with us. And so, we're very excited about that that program and that partnership with those guys across the board and been a great thing for us there. So,
yeah.
And then this past year, we bit off and Jordy and I had the opportunity to work with a couple that we've met right here at the show, had a booth right beside us for 14 years, and we took a leap of faith and jumped off, and we bought a ranch in Texas and have taken over Dos Plumas Hunting Ranch. And so we've got a Texas hog hunting operation with rams and different things as well involved in that program. And it's a year-round hunting thing and just going gangbusters and great. We just couldn't ask for anything better.
So, yeah, and I tell you, that's cool because there's a downtime. Here,
that's right.
Okay, after we get through with all we're doing here. So, man, nothing better than to go do something else and kill something.
I mean, the greatest thing about that is, you know, when you cross over into Texas, it's like entering the Holy Land, you know? And so what could be better than having a ranch down there and going hunting back in Texas?
You're not a little biased, are you, Red?
Not a touch.
No, it's a great place. And to be able to offer opportunities for us year-round, that's a huge focus for us. And create those new friendships and relationships with people coming in and those people that have come. Alan Williams, that originally created Dos Plumas, built that thing on a working man's dollar and built a legacy. And we're very excited to carry that on and move forward with that program.
So, sure. Quentin Smith is our guest, QRS Outdoor Specialties. Your booth number is
21, 23, and 24.
Okay, all right. And so all the partners Quentin is talking about, hey, they're right there. So and his company. So, hey, you're looking for, I promise you, come over to our booth. We did a new backdrop this year. I've got several pictures here of different hunts I've done with Quentin, from mountain lion to elk to bear. I mean, I'm telling you, he's got it all and delivers a great hunting experience. Hey, are you always successful? No, but you know what? It's great to go back because you know they do everything that they can to get you on an animal. And hey, hunting is hunting. That's why they call it just not killing, right? You know, yeah. But I'm telling you, throughout all the years, we have had very, very good success. And I promise you, you will make friends for a lifetime, yeah, with QRS.
Well, the first bull I ever killed was hunting with Quentin down
that's
on
right.
the Rocky Mountain
that's right, in Walden.
Ranch.
Absolutely.
And around Walden. And then, so, you know, it's a great experience.
And see, I brought him, and I said, look, I'm going to let you shoot first. And he kills a big bull.
Yeah.
So I learned that. Hey, first one that sees him shoots now.
Yeah. No doubt. You know, yeah. I mean, our whole basis of the program is built on coming in as a client, leave as a friend. And
sure.
We're trying to provide a Western experience and adventure for people to be a part of, and we're going to keep focusing on that moving forward.
Right. Now you got some whitetail hunts as well, right?
We do. We got whitetail hunts in Kansas. We got whitetail hunts in Texas. And so that's stuff that, you know, we focus really December, January, February time frames. And so got some great opportunity for some package hunts and different things, trophy packages, management packages, does, things for youth hunters, all variety of different things.
So, cool. All right. QRSOutdoors.com. Come see them. Hey, I promise you, they can deliver a great hunting experience and about anything you want to do here in the West. And again, as Quentin mentioned, here in Texas and Kansas as well. So when you go over, let them know you heard them here on the show, and we appreciate that as well. So, Quentin, we look forward to doing this again with you.
As
and
always.
Getting out hunting some more, too.
Let's do it soon.
All right,
talk soon.
Thank you,
all
Quentin.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be back more live from the 2023 Denver International Sportsman's Expo right after this.
Thinking rates are too high to buy a home? Wish they were in the threes or fours? Well, your wait is over. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With a 3-2-1 buy-down, you can now purchase a home at 3.193% first year, 4.913% second, 5.913 the third, and the remaining years at 6.913 with an APR of 6.985. If rates go down, refinance and save even more. On a $400,000 loan, your monthly payment would be over $748 a month less the first year, $511 the second, $262 the third, with a total savings of over $18,000. Before you buy, take AIM, 720-895-0500. 3-to-1 buy-downs available up to 95% loan-to-value. If you're thinking about home ownership, now may be the best time to purchase. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Own your new home and save thousands in payments. That's 720-895-0500. 80% LTV, 30-year fixed, 6.985% APR, 740 FICO, primary home, rates as of 11/16. NMLS 298191, and rates subject to change.
Choosing Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center almost 20 years ago was one of the best decisions we ever made for our pets. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I know it's a busy time of the year for all of us, but it's no reason to forget about our pets. Our pets are a part of our family, and they need their checkups and preventative care just as we humans do. Whether a pet is new to the family or has been a family member for many years, regular checkups are the foundation of our pet's overall health. Depending on your pet's age, a preventative care visit will include the basics, such as an exam and vaccinations, diet and weight management, and parasite preventatives. But it could also involve a spay or neuter discussion, microchipping, concerns about house training, or behavior issues. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the medical team will take the time to get to know your pet and address the concerns you have about your pet's care. It's what your pet deserves, and it's good medicine. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, or surgical care, boarding, grooming, behavior training, pet foods, or pet care products, you'll find it at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the place where my pets go. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. And don't forget to visit their website at LoneTreeVet.com.
You're listening to AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Hey, you're going, this isn't Saturday. I know it's Friday, but we are doing a special edition here of the show. Coming to you live from the 2023 Denver International Sportsman's Expo. Our booth is 239C. I hope you'll come by and see us. If you've been listening to the show, we'd love to meet you. And if you haven't, hope you'll start listening. Our normal time is 1 to 2 on Saturdays. And then we replay that show on Sundays at 8 a.m. and again 7 p.m. at night on Sundays. So you can catch us three times a weekend, but we'd love to meet you, so I hope you'll stop by. Well, one cool thing about the Expo, you always make new friends, see some cool products that maybe you've seen something like it before, but you see something you think, hey, I may need this. So hope my wife isn't listening because I might spend some money here. But, hey, Tuffy Security Products is here, and we are going to be talking here with Jason. So, Jason, I kind of met you as we were moving in, but, man, I came over and saw some of your products. So, first of all, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, great, you guys are in Cortez, right?
That is correct. Cortez, Colorado, in the southwest corner of the state.
All right. So, tell us about Tuffy Security Products.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a manufacturer of automotive lockboxes, secure automotive storage. Our goal is to make sure that nothing grows legs and walks away from the vehicle.
Man, really?
Exactly, yeah. Because the last thing you want to do is have anything walk away, especially a firearm. I mean, you just don't want to have that headache when it happens. So we do it in a lot of different ways, drawers, consoles, lock boxes, whether it's underneath the seat, in the cargo area, truck, SUV, car, it really doesn't matter. We make sure we have something available for you.
Okay, so now here at the show, and you guys are in Cortez, so I mean, are these products that we can kind of we order and then we kind of self-install? They're pretty easy, or how does that work?
Right. So I'm going to have a lot of the universal products that are really straightforward, then also the vehicle-specific options. And on those vehicle-specific options, what's really nice about them is they're going to use existing spaces on the vehicle to install.
Okay.
So the majority of our products are actually a no-cut, no-drill install. And the last thing you want to do. I mean, if you got a $75,000 truck, last thing you want to do is put some extra holes in there.
And if you're not a handy guy, which I'm not. Yeah. I know good people that are handy, but I'm not that guy. So
Yep. So we take advantage of those existing spaces, make sure this all bolts in. And like I said before, we just want to make sure nothing grows legs and walks away from the vehicle, because there will come that time you need to leave something in there, and you just don't want to be that victim at that time.
Sure. So basically, we kind of give you the model number, the year of the truck, and kind of what it is. And we all know WeatherTech mats, and that's kind of what you do, and then it fits the truck. Same premise, I guess.
Exactly. Year, make, model. That's what it all comes down to. So, I mean, it also even comes down to cab style, all that. But all that information is available on our website at tuffyproducts.com. And also, come in here to the show. I mean, we're here to answer your questions and get you exactly what you need and let you know what's going to fit.
All right. Silverado 1500, 2022 High Country.
2500.
Huh? No, mine's a 1500.
Is it the same
was
one?
Is that diesel?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah,
I'm behind the times.
Just got a new one with Lynn Law Chevrolet. Hey, drive east and pay the least.
Yep.
If you need a truck, that's where to go here in Denver. But, no, sir, I mean, that's cool to have under the seat, too, you know, because sometimes, you know, the back may work for a lot of guys, and some maybe their work or something, they don't want to have the drawers in there. But under the seat, yeah, that's cool.
So yeah, absolutely, and takes advantage of all that space that's already existing.
Sure. How long have you guys been there in Cortez?
We've been in Cortez since 1995, but originated in Louisville, Colorado in 1989. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got another.
Good. Wow.
E-Bike of Colorado's in Louisville. So.
Yeah.
All right, good. Great place. Hey, it's TuffyProducts.com, and their number, if you have a question, is 970-564-1762. And as Jason mentioned, they're located in Cortez. You're located – do you have a booth? What's your booth number?
Yeah, our booth is B1625.
Okay, when I say you have a booth, I know you have you got a big area back there, so I didn't know. So B –
1625.
So, hey, if you're looking for something cool, I won't lock in on something, but if somebody mentions they heard you on the show and comes in, do something for them, all right?
All right, I will. I'll get them taken care
of. All you got to do is mention Sportsman Colorado Radio, and Jason will take care of you. So, Jason, hey, we appreciate you taking a few minutes. I know you got people probably back there waiting on you, but I'll come see you, and we'll see what we got that fits my truck.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Jason. All right.
Thanks, Jason.
We're going to talk a little Davis Tent now with our good friend Taylor Rahman. He is with us. And, hey, Davis Tent is a great help for us. They do a ton. You heard Alan Kirby on with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And they do a lot for RMEF and just hunting in general. And a lot of great organizations they support. So we appreciate it and help support our show. So we are very, very thankful for them. So, Taylor, how was yesterday, sir?
Yesterday was good. It was busy for us.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
Constantly, you know, kind of between doing this and another podcast, we were always talking to somebody.
Sure. Exactly.
You know, can't ask for more than that. Obviously, it was a Thursday, you know, not a Friday or Saturday.
Right.
So should expect to pick up a little bit more. We got another person, you know, coming tomorrow and on Sunday and tonight. So should have a little bit more people.
Good.
You know, as well to talk to.
Now, I'm sure you get a lot of people that stop by that own Davis tent and maybe pick up some other accessories, different things like that. But, I mean, I'm sure you have some people say, man, I've been wanting to do this forever and I want to do it now. But what are some of the top questions you ask somebody, you know, when they're getting ready to buy a tent to make sure we get them the right one?
Yeah. So for us, you know, we're super, you know, big on the education aspect. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not going to put everybody into a box.
Right.
Right. We're going to, you know, see how many people they are. What season are they using a stove? Are they cooking inside? Are they cooking outside? You know, same thing with eating. You know, are they going to eat inside? Are you okay with eating on your cots? Those are all, you know, questions that we ask, you know, the customer, what their vision is or what they want. And that helps us kind of put them into a size that would work for them.
Right. And you were saying yesterday, if you had to pick a bestseller size, it's what, 14 by 16?
14 by 15.
14 by 15,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And they you changed that, didn't you?
We did, yeah. This past summer, we, you know, first time in, you know, since I can remember, we changed some tent sizes, and that was all about production. You know, we with the big hit of 2021,
sure.
We needed to find a way to make tents faster.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting everything down to 5-foot increments because our materials and 5-foot lengths, it just made that much easier on our production facility.
Right. All the accessories, I mean, you know, I just think growing up and hunting and my dad having a tent and all, I mean, you had your cot and all your stuff around. You couldn't walk, whatever. And, man, you guys have done a great job with all the different accessories and, you know, the new
Gear loft.
Gear loft, man, is really cool. So tell us about that real quick.
Yeah. I mean, the gear loft, it fits up on your rafters, kind of wherever you want. Most guys have been putting it in the back of their tent, just kind of a storage place above where your head is. So it's just, again, off the floor, makes things more organized. I don't know if I talked about this yesterday, but we tested it with Chris Davis. He's 200 pounds. We put him up in the gear loft, took a video. It was awesome. That's what we do. We just kind of test things to its limits.
Sure. Hey, it's Davis Tent, davistent.com. And, you know, if you've been in the Denver area long, they were on Jason Street forever, and they moved into the downtown area a little bit. That address is?
4230 Broadway.
Okay, 4230 Broadway. But don't go there. Hey, come here to the International Sportsman's Expo. You can meet these guys face-to-face. And here's what a great thing about this is you've got guys that use these tents, the in-field experience, I'll call it. You know, sometimes you go to stores and you start asking questions at some of the box stores, not cutting anybody down here, but the knowledge just isn't there on products. So when you're going to spend the money, get a great tent like Davis Tent, you want someone to help you and educate you and give you tips on what you may need. So, hey, you get that ultimate experience from purchasing a Davis Tent, and I promise you the customer service is unmatched at Davis Tent. So, Taylor, I know you probably got people over there, but, man, I want to get you on a few minutes to let people know. So come by and see them. Hey, let them know you heard them here on the show, and we'd appreciate that as well. So thank you very much, bud.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
Taylor, thank you. Come see us. Hey, if you're looking for, you know, a great outfitter, you want to do some kind of trip, you're looking for gear, you're looking for people that make guns, I mean, whatever. We've got great connections here. We will take you over, personally introduce you, and get you all fixed up. We are coming to you live from the 2023 Denver International Sportsman's Expo. And if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio, and you say, hey, this show is on Saturdays. Normally it is, but we are taking over our Haystack show that we normally air noon to 1 on KLZ 560 and doing a special edition here of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Our next guest, you've heard on the show now here, really since last year, Randy Carancy and I, we actually met at a boat show, and I said, man, you need to be on my show, and I'm thankful he accepted that offer and a great partnership with eBike of Colorado. So how are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You had a big crowd. I saw a lot of people. You guys were talking e-bikes yesterday.
Yep. First and foremost, I want to say thank you for inviting us on the show. It's been a great partnership.
We have friendship.
Friendship,
I mean, that's what I love. You know, hey, that's what I try to get is just, hey,
Let's be friends, you know, and then the business comes.
Sure, absolutely. That's how it works, right? That's how you build a good, solid business and have good clientele, and customers appreciate that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So e-bikes, man, they've exploded on the scene, so to speak, I mean, here over these last few years. So it's a competitive field. But there's differences in e-bikes, man, you know?
A lot of differences.
Take a few minutes and just give us some brief education on them.
Yeah, so, you know, you have three classes of e-bikes, and it's interesting because I was talking to the State Game and Fish people yesterday, and they actually believe that and have been told that a Class 3 bike is a motorcycle, which is the furthest thing from the truth. I want to educate people on that. There's Class 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
Class 1 is you have to pedal the bike to engage the motor. You can't just throttle the bike. You just can't make the bike propel by itself. You have to pedal it. And it's governed at 20 miles an hour. A Class 3, which they were referring to, is exactly the same. You have to pedal it to propel the bike, but it goes to 28 miles an hour. A Class 2 has a throttle or a boost, or people refer to it as different things. That throttle only takes you up to 20 miles an hour without pedaling.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also pedal that bike with and engage the motor. It goes up to about 25 miles an hour. An e-bike is the furthest thing from a motorcycle.
Sure.
You know, it's just not even it's not even close to a moped, in my opinion.
Yeah, no.
And there's a lot of misconceptions on that, but we're getting a lot of people educated on it. And it's been a great show with that. People have asked a lot of really good questions. We're blessed with people getting to know us. You know, we're now 5.5 years old.
Wow.
We're located, our main store's in Louisville. So it's not even 20-minute drive from the convention center.
No,
from
it's
Louisville.
Super easy.
It's easy. And it's convenient from the standpoint of taking a test ride and riding on the trails, and that's the way a person's going to know what is the best bike for them.
Yep.
Just try it. That's our tagline.
Just try it. Absolutely. Once again, Randy Kranzi and E-Bike of Colorado and his staff are here, of course, at the International Sportsman's Expo. Hey, if you've been thinking about one, I'm telling you, here's what you got to think about. And Randy and I talked about this on a show recently. You know, a lot of people do online purchases, trying to save a couple $100, whatever the case may be. I promise you it's not worth it. You've got to have the service when these things come out of a box, as mine did. Well, you know, I mean, you know, there's some tuning. There's some different things that you guys do that the normal person is not going to know how to do. So all the services here, they'll take great care of you. And Randy can go through, and his staff will go through all the different types of things. And, Red, I know you've seen mine, but
yes,
I got to get you on it to let you try it. Because, man, I'm telling you, I hadn't been on a bike in 100 – I mean – I can't even, you know, of course, as a kid. And I was like, man, this is going to feel weird. And they always, anytime you use examples, say, oh, it's like riding a bike, right? That's what everybody said. And I'm telling you, it's so cool. And the bike that I have, and you could probably explain it better than I am, but, man, it's got the little throttle deal. So if I want to get across the street real quick, man, I can hit that and go. But I had a knee replacement a couple of years ago, so I can keep the pressure on my legs whatever I want it to be. And some people, I think, Randy, and we've said this, have the opinion e-bike, well, that doesn't give you exercise. You're in control of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you say you're in control, there's different levels of pedal assist. Some of them are, there's 1 through 4 or 1 through 6, you know. And so the lower the level, the least amount of help that you're going to get. You're going to preserve your battery for a longer ride. As you go up in levels, pushing that button, and it's so easy because it's right there at your thumb. You push that button and up it goes, and it's going to add more help and more help. You're climbing a hill. I don't care. Maybe you're just getting tired. Mm-hmm. You know, as we age into life, it's nice to have that little bit of assistance.
Sure.
And that's how you should revert.
Randy, I wanted to ask you about your batteries, and I imagine it, maybe not, but I imagine that there's different size batteries for different bikes. And how long does a battery last? How far can you travel, and how long does it take to charge up those batteries?
So there's a lot in that question,
yes.
but there's a lot of variables. So I'll give you some ranges and some kind of a broad brush. You know, you go back to the size of the person, how they ride it, whether they're riding in rough terrain or smooth surface. But generally, you can get anywhere from 30 to 60 miles. We have bikes that strong riders can get over 120 miles on a single battery charge. takes about 4.5-5 hours to charge it if it's fully discharged. And you know, when you're, and if you're, you, if you do have a throttle bike, a class 2 bike, you might use your throttle a little bit more than some, say somebody else, and or you're in a backcountry. I mean, they're great for backcountry fishing and hunting and photography, you name it, just sightseeing. You might be on your throttle just a little bit more. That's going to decrease your battery life for that ride. But for the most part, we see most of our bikes. There's bikes out there that will only give you about 20 miles on a full charge.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so doing that with a little bit of conservation in your mind, you can go a long ways. You go pretty far, don't you,
sure.
Scott?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Man, I tell you, you can do 10 miles. I mean, in a heartbeat, man.
And that's the thing. Once you start riding an e-bike, you know, because we talked about this, you alluded to the fact that some people say it's cheating or, you know, it's not exercise. That's a fallacy because turn it down, ride that bike. It's heavy. You know, let's just put the, you know, put it out right out on the table. It's going to be heavy. We added a motor, we added a battery, and we added a controller on that. That comes back about 25 pounds.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done. And then that varies a little bit from here, time to time. But what you can do is just apply more or less help with that. And so,
just whatever you want.
It's whatever you want. And as you get stronger, and you will get stronger, if you ride that bike every day for 3 weeks, you'll start seeing your distance goes more because you're getting stronger quick. Yeah.
Randy Cranch is our guest. It is E-Bike of Colorado. Hey, they are here. They've got a lot of great bikes. They can show you all about it. Now, when Randy mentioned his store earlier in Louisville, here's what's really cool about that. There's some trails right there at the store. So, hey, we go buy a vehicle. You get to do a test drive. You get to do that on a bike, and you can take anything they got. All right, Randy, and that really helps people figure out which one. Because you know what? I know there's some things I didn't need.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
But I didn't want a couple of things after doing the show and learning more about these e-bikes. So, man, what a great way to experience it.
100 bikes on our showroom floor for test riding. Come in, ride anything we got. We got about 700 in stock in our warehouse.
Right. It's E-Bike of Colorado. Hey, come see Randy. Let him know you heard him here on the show. And, again, they've got a big display, so you can't miss it. Right when you come in, the big door here, just look up in the air, basically. You'll see some big, great big banners here, and they've got all their cool bikes there as well. And, Randy, you got a great staff. Kind of talk about your staff and, you know, how you guys take care of service and things like that.
Yeah, you know, our staff is very, very, very good. We have, you know, e-bike mechanics that they're a bicycle mechanic first and foremost. And then to add the motor and the electronic side of it, it takes a qualified person to do that. And our sales staff as well, they're very, very knowledgeable. We have, I can't say enough about them.
Yeah.
We're going to let out a little something here, Scott. We're going to open we're going to open some stores, some additional stores. And that's breaking news, and we're pretty excited about that. A lot of people have asked us about the Denver rebate program and some of that stuff, and then what we understand is Colorado is going to come out with a rebate program. So our store in Louisville qualifies for the Colorado rebate.
Right.
But the Denver rebate, you know, you have to be in the city of Denver. You have to be a resident of Denver. And we're excited about that. We're making things happen very, very quickly on that.
You're that kind of guy. Hey, you don't mess around, man.
We move pretty fast around my place.
Right. And I'm telling you, well, go ahead, Red.
Well, tell me about the different size of tires on the bikes and stuff. I see those are the great old big tires, and I kind of like that. It looks like it's great for off-road and stuff, but to tell us about those.
Sure. The fatter tire, the 4-inch tires are in there. You can even find them with 5-inch tires on them. Those are big. That's really nice for stability. It's really nice for any type of rugged terrain. Snow, something like that. You put an obby tire in there. Wait, I just saw some in the shop the other day. I walked by and I said, did we put those studs in that tire or did it come that way? And the mechanic said, no, we bought them that way. The customer wants the studded tires because I don't know, he must ride on the ice,
yes,
or something, ice fishing and different things. So there's that, and then it goes all the way down to the skinny road tires, you know. We've got a bike here that's 27 pounds.
Yeah.
It's got the little skinny tires. But, you know, that 2.1, 2.2 size tire is a real good size, and it's tread. It goes back to tread, right, a smooth tread for a little lighter riding. A more knobby tire would be something for a little rougher terrain.
And they would get a little bit different distance, mileage on a smaller tire or something like that?
You will. But usually the motor is sized for that.
Yes.
So if you got a 4-inch bike or 4-inch tire like you do, Scott, mm-hmm. Your motor is sized for that.
Right.
So you get still, I'll bet you're getting 40, 50 miles on a charge.
Oh, yeah.
And so... you know, and Scott's, he's a big guy, and so he can get a lot of miles.
I'm big bone.
Yeah.
Big bone. You're big bone. I'm about to add that.
All right, we're cutting Randy Cransey off now. No, I'm kidding. No. Hey, come see Randy. I'm telling you. Hey, besides having a great store, great guy, hey, customer service is key for them. They will take care of you. It's E-Bike of Colorado. Come see them. They'll be here till 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow we will all be here from 10 to 7, and then Sunday 10 to 4 here at the International Sportsman's Expo. So, Randy, I know you probably got people wanting to talk with you, but we'll get you back on the show, our regular show tomorrow, and do it again.
Thank you, Scott.
All
appreciate
right, buddy.
It. Thank you. Rick.
Thank you.
Randy, it's a pleasure.
Once again, we are coming to you live. You're just turning on your radio. We're coming to you live from the 2023 Denver International Sportsman's Expo. And we've got a lot of our friends here and folks that we – have known for many, many years, and then some folks we've just met over the last few years here at the show. So it is a great, great time. You can meet a lot of great outfitters face-to-face, and, hey, get that hunt, fishing trip, whatever you want scheduled. All right, you've heard about Bushman's Quiver for many, many years here on the show. We're going to wrap up our show today with Bushman's Quiver. And normally you've heard Stefan through the years, but we've got his business partner, Patrick, with us today. So, Patrick, good to have you on, man.
Thanks, Scott. Great to be here today, and really great to see the crowds coming in today.
Absolutely. It's great to have you. All right. Now, how long have you been hunting over in South Africa and running your operation?
I've been a professional hunter for about 18 years now, and I was running my own operation for 8 years. I freelanced for a while, and then started my own operation about 8 years ago. And then we joined up, Steph and I joined up 2 years ago.
All right. Man, and it's been a great partnership. I mean, I'm jealous watching all the videos and seeing all the pictures. But, man, you've done a great job. We've had a lot of our personal friends that have just been over here over these last few months with you. Now, COVID hit worldwide. I mean, it really affected you guys over there hard, didn't it?
I got to say, Scott, it wasn't fun. We didn't have any clients, or no clients were allowed to arrive. For 16 months, we weren't allowed to have anyone. So it was quite interesting. We started making other plans and making jerky and biltong.
Got to do what you got to do, right?
But it was nice. We got time to spend with our families, which we travel quite a lot.
Sure.
And so we turned a negative situation into a positive situation.
Right.
So, yeah, it wasn't fun, though.
Yeah, for sure. Wasn't here either, I promise you that. You know, when I first came over in 2013, I had no idea what it was like. You know, I mean, I didn't know what to expect. And I think in my mind, I always thought it was, you know, 50 grand to come over there, you know, whatever. And, you know, when you look at some of the trips here, just elk hunts or, you know, going to New Zealand for something, whatever the case may be, and you're spending 10 or 12 grand. You can have a lot of fun in Africa for 10 or 12 grand,
right,
and see a lot of animals, shoot a lot of animals, where on the other hand, elk or, you know, grizzly, whatever, in Alaska, you may see it, you may not, and if so, probably one shot, you know, and that's it.
Well, I got to tell you, it's not one of my biggest frustrations, but I think one of the most difficult things is to actually explain to someone what hunting is like in South Africa.
Yeah.
And you don't know until you go.
I know.
And, I mean, everyone that I've spoken to that has come on to Africa for the first time say, wow, I wish I'd known what it was like.
Sure.
And I wish I knew how many animals you guys had. Even though you showed me on videos and we spoke about it, we didn't realize. So We try and get that across. We're doing a lot of filming in that these days of our hunts and putting them on YouTube. So you must check us out on YouTube and doing lots of social media. But I can tell you one thing. It's only once you get there that you realize, and you just confirmed it again.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, that is true. And, you know, I remember before I ever got to go in 2013, I had the idea that this is a once in a lifetime. This is the ultimate goal. And now I've been three times. And because it's so great, and in comparison to other hunts around even America, it is a very reasonable hunt. And my wife went with me, and everybody, if your wife likes to go, they've got special deals for your non-hunting partner to go. But we saw thousands of animals, and it was just amazing. And I wanted to go back. And now I've scheduled a hunt for my wife and I and my son and his wife to go over. And it's not once in a lifetime hunt. It's a very reasonable hunt for what you get to shoot. I first went with Scott, and I killed 10 animals.
We had like six on a list, and we both killed.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
And not only that, but despite the fact that we saw so many animals, it wasn't just, well, shoot that or shoot this. It was quality animals that our guide was looking for. And I got to shoot two animals that made the gold standard for Safari Club International. And because the guides know what they're looking for, and the lodging is great, the transportation is fantastic. It was the best hunt I've ever been on in my life.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. And that's what we aim to our business, that we adhere things like that from our clients. You know, we definitely want the African bug to bite you when you come.
Yeah, it does, and, seriously.
And we have
there's no antidote for it. Yeah.
We have to do a good job also on our side, and I think our attention to detail and just the awareness of what really is a great hunt and a great safari, we really, really try and do that with our clients. So.
And you know what? The hunting is great. And I mean, hey, that's what you go there for in your mind. But I'm telling you, you get back, you sit there at night, you have dinner, and you guys design your fire pits and grill right there. Man, I'm telling you, it is so fun. If you had to just go there and eat dinner and sit by the fire at night, that's worth the trip.
That's unique experience.
It's really, really cool.
You know, and you have such great guides with Bushman's Quiver. The guide that I had on two or three of my times, I could ask him any question, and he knew the answer to it. Or if he didn't, he made it up, and I thought he knew the answer. Yeah. Because, you know, what's that tree? What's that bush? What's that animal?
Yeah.
And he knew all that kind of stuff. And because when you go to Africa, you have all these questions because it's so varied terrain and different things. And it's just a tremendous experience.
And I think you made a good point there, because it's not just about the hunting. It's about experience. In the people, we offer something unique from myself and Stefan's point of view, just the guys that we are and our belief system and everything like that. And then we also hire a lot of professional hunters that are just, you know, excellent, excellent guides that know their stuff. And, you know, we want to teach you guys about Africa and show you Africa, show it off, because it's got so much incredible things about it that we want to show. And it's an amazing, amazing wildlife mecca, really.
Right.
It is.
Now, not that we ever needed trackers, because we shoot good, but
really?
I do want to say the trackers there are unbelievable.
We love our trackers,
man. I mean, they can see a spot of blood or a broken end of leaf on a branch, and they'll go, he went this way, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy how good, and there's tracks everywhere, but they know.
Yeah. Well, not only the hunting experience and the viewing experience, but you can also, if you want to have an extra day or two, or if you kill the number of animals that you've picked out, you can go to Kruger National Park.
You can.
And we were taken there, and I'm telling you, it was magnificent.
Yeah.
We saw everything imaginable there.
I mean, that's a 5-million-acre game park that has been wildlife or a wild area forever. So it's never been farmland or anything. It's been wild forever. And fantastic places. And that's not all that we offer. We've got the beautiful Garden Route. We've got Cape Town. We've got Victoria Falls. We've got so many things that we could show you about our country. And, yeah, we've got a magnificent
right.
country.
Bushman's Quiver, African Safaris, their booth is 139C. They're just right across the aisle from us. So, hey, come see us. We'll take you over, introduce you personally. And if you've been thinking about it, hey, no better time now than to plan it. And, hey, if you want to go this year, you want to look into something next year, they can work all those details out for you. Now, they're doing something called the Lucky Draw. All right, so, Patrick, tell us about that.
Well, the Lucky Draw is come to our booth. We'll take your details down, and you've got a chance of winning a seven-day safari. So that's all the – so your daily rates and everything will be covered, and that's about $450 per day that you're saving. And then we also throw in two animals, an impala and a blessback. So it's basically you'll come for 7 days, hunt for no charge, and get two animals for free. So,
all right. And then you can add what you wish.
You can add what you wish. And you probably will.
You probably will, for sure. And you know, at night, hey, they'll take out some backstraps, tenderloins, whatever, and let you
you're making me hungry
eat,
now.
Eat yeah. some of your harvest there, or your kill. Let's just say it like it is. Your yeah. kill. All right. And I'm telling you, it is just a wonderful experience. And you know what? Hey, if it's a few guys going, a few gals going, or your family, I'm telling you, this is a great destination for the entire family. And, you know, hey, if you're doing a 10-day deal and you want to hunt 3 or 4 days, then you want to go do some other excursions, they can keep you as busy as you want to be. Hey, you want to stay in and sleep, whatever you want to do, Bushman's Quiver is there to meet your needs. And, again, great guys, great folks. These are family owned and operated with Stefan there and Patrick. So again, their family's here. Patrick's got his son here. Stefan's got his whole family here, Naki and the girls. So come see us. We will take you over, introduce you, and I promise you, this will be an adventure that you will never forget, and you will probably rebook before you even leave. So man, time goes so quick here. Our show is only an hour, but man, yeah. Red,
you know,
it's been
Scott,
great.
I've got one other thing to say.
Sure.
You know, you talked about
30 seconds.
You
okay.
talked about not being a craftsman, and I'm not a craftsman either. And you know, you have to make up for that in some way. And you and I make up for that in just being good looking. You know, a lot of people don't have the technical skills.
I agree with you guys,
and I don't. But, you know, you make up for it in other ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Patrick, thank you. And, man, it's
thanks,
nice
guys.
To meet you in person. And
wonderful to meet you guys.
We're having a great time. Hey, come see us. We're at the 2023 Denver International Sportsman's Expo. Our booth is 239C. Come see us. A lot of great seminars are going on. I'm emceeing the Adventure Theater. Come see us. That starts at 1:30. And then we've got the Elk Calling Contest on Saturday. You got to register by 3 p.m. You can do that at our booth, Davis Tent booth, or the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation booth. But you got to be registered by 3 p.m. Starts at 4. We're wrapped up. Steve, thank you here for engineering. Charlie back in the studio. Thanks for being with us today for our special edition of Sportsman of Colorado Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.